Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our worship this morning, and also welcome to those who are joining us on Zoom. And a special welcome this morning to Paul Wilson, who's leading our service this morning. Paul lives in Silverstone, but worships at Road Methodist Church, and I have to report that this is the first and the last time that Paul will be leading a service here for us, because Paul has been a Methodist local preacher now for 60 years and is retiring from active local preaching at the end of August. So so we do welcome you, Paul, after your many years of service, and hope we have a good service with you this morning. A few additional notices. Firstly, to remind those that haven't signed them, there are cards at the back of the church this morning for Romeo and Farita to wish, on behalf of Kingsup, to wish them good luck for the future. And there's also a card there for David Spears and his fiancée Jessica, who are getting married in August. So if you would like to sign either of those cards, please take the opportunity at the end of the service. There is one correction to the printed notices. It says that Donald Burling is still in the General Hospital. He has been transferred to Thackeray Green Specialist Care Centre in Corby. Visitors are allowed by prior arrangement, and if you intend to go, then I have the details if you want to contact me. Next week, most of the Methodists will be worshipping at Park Avenue Methodist Church, as it's the final service for Romeo. Catherine Jones reminds me that she will have some printed copies of the notices for those that normally pick them up, that they will be there. So it just leaves me to ask God's blessing on you, Paul, as you lead us in worship this morning. Over to you, Paul.
Thank you, Trevor. It's a joy, it's a privilege to meet you and to bring God's word to you this morning. I did go to the old Methodist Church on quite a number of occasions. And I was planned to come here a couple of times, but COVID prevented it. But it's good to see you, and it's good to share your company this morning. Let us worship God together as we sing the hymn number 321. Lead us, Heavenly Father, lead us. All the world's tempestuous sea. Guard us, guide us, keep us, feed us. For we have no help but thee. Number 3, 2, 1.
Thank you. us this morning. We are glad that we can hear your word, that we can praise you, that we can do all the things to let others know how we feel and what we are doing. Lord, we need your forgiveness. We need your blessing. We need your help as we go through life. Life can be very confusing. And we wonder at times what is happening and which is the right way to go. But with you leading, help us to
try to follow you in the way that you would have us go. Fill our hearts with heavenly joy. Give us a pleasure in knowing you, a pleasure that can never cloy, and thus provided, pardoned and guided, we know that nothing can our peace destroy. And so go with us, be with us this morning. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and lead us in the way that you would have us go. Help us to hear your word. Send your Holy Spirit upon us that we may hear that word, not only hear, but understand. For we ask these things in and through the name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us now sing the hymn number 593. And this hymn is my favourite. And it's my favourite because I have found the words to be very, very true. That no matter where I am or what I'm doing, I can always turn to God in prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Number 593.
Thank you. Our first reading this morning is taken from Isaiah, chapter 65, reading from verse 17 to verse 25, and the passage is entitled, The New Creation. The Lord says, I am making a new earth and new heavens. The events of the past will be completely forgotten. Be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. The new Jerusalem I make will be full of joy, and her people will be happy. I myself will be filled with joy because of Jerusalem and her people. There will be no weeping there, no calling for help. Babies will no longer die in infancy, and all people will live out their lifespan. Those who live to be 100 will be considered young. To die before that would be a sign that I had punished them. People will build houses and get to live in them, and they will not be used by someone else. They will plant vineyards and enjoy the wine. It will not be drunk by others. Like trees, my people will live long lives. They will fully enjoy the things that they have worked for. The work they do will be successful, and their children will not meet with disaster. I will bless them and their descendants for all time to come. Even before they finish praying to me, I will answer their prayers. Wolves and lambs will eat together. Lions will eat straw as cattle do, and snakes will no longer be dangerous. On Zion, my sacred hill, there will be nothing harmful or evil. Thanks be to God.
Let us now sing the hymn number 148. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Number 148.
Testament reading this morning is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, and verses 1 to 8. The passage is entitled, The New Heaven and the New Earth. And when I read through this, and I read through the one that Catherine read to us a few minutes ago, I was struck by the similarity of the two readings. So don't be confused, don't think I'm reading the same thing as Catherine read out. This is the book of Revelation, chapter 21, starting at verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth disappeared, and the sea vanished. And I saw the holy city, the one Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared and ready, like a bride dressed to meet her husband. I heard a loud voice speaking from the throne. Now God's home is with human beings. He will live with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. He will wipe away all tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more grief, or crying, or pain. The old things have disappeared. Then the one who sits on the throne said, And now I make all things new. He also said to me, Write this, because these words are true and can now be trusted. And he said, It is done. I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end. To anyone who is thirsty, I will give the right to drink from the spring of the water of life without paying for it. Those who win the victory will receive this from me. I will be their God, and they will be my children. But cowards, traitors, perverts, murderers, the immoral, those who practice magic, those who worship idols, and all liars, the place for them is the lake of burning with fire and sulphur, which is the second death. Here ends our readings for today. Thank you.
Thank you, Trevor, and thank you, Catherine, for the way you read those words. Now, let us pray. We bring before you, O God, the problems of this world, the problems that we face, that we have to endure, problems in our own lives, problems in other parts of the world. We know, O God, that we do not always do the things that we should do. We very often do things that we should not do, because we are weak and we are selfish. We want our own way. We have our own desires. Lord, be with us. In your mercy, forgive us. And we bring before you the more severe problems of the world. We think of the people of the Ukraine, the problems that they have. the way they are being attacked, the way that they are being treated. We think of all those who have left their homes, left their country, and are now living in other lands, including this country. Be with them, Lord. But Lord, bring to an end the problems that there are there, so that they may be able to return to their own country, those who want to. For we realise there will be some who wish to stay where they are now. There are parts of the world, Lord, where people are ruled by the gun, by torture, and by any other means, who dare not profess your name. Be with them, Lord. Give them strength. Give them wisdom. Give them understanding. For Lord, this is not your way. Your way is a way of love, a way of caring, a way of sharing, a way of helping. There are those, O God, that we all know who are sick. Those who are sick with COVID and with many other diseases. We pray for doctors and nurses. We pray for hospitals as they struggle to cope with all that is put upon them. And Father God, bless them. Be with us, O Lord, as we seek to go forward in life. Lead us, guide us, help us to overcome the problems that face us. For we ask these things in and through the name which is above every name, the name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Now shall we sing the hymn number 42, Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of my heart. Be all else but naught to me, save that Thou art. Be Thou my best thought in the day and the night, both waking and sleeping, Thy presence, my light. Number 42. Methodists have been studying for the last month the book of the prophet Isaiah. And we've looked at Isaiah's sayings. We've seen how the people have been. And in this particular passage, which is the last one, it is entitled New Beginnings. New Beginnings. We know that the Jewish people have been in exile in Babylon. And now they have been given the chance to come back to Jerusalem. And it appears that there are very few of them that did come back. The ones that came back were not as many as the ones that were taken into exile. They had been given a choice. They had lived a new way of life in Babylon. And they decided, a lot of them, to stay where they were. Just like in what we hope will be a short time, the Ukrainian people will be given that same choice. The choice of going back to their ravaged land, to the places where they lived, to the houses that have been bombed, to a way of life that is completely different to the way of life that we have here and that they have here. For many of them, there will be nothing to go back for. They will have lost husbands and fathers, parents and others. And when you are faced with a choice like that, what do you do? Do you stay where you are, or do you go back to try to reinstate yourself and reinstate the comfort, the country in which you were born and brought up? But whatever way they go, whatever thing they do, they will be faced with a new start, with a new beginning. And let's be honest, new beginnings are not always easy. All of us throughout life have had various new beginnings. When we were born, It was a new life. We were starting out on the journey of life. And as we passed along, we came to the stage where we had to go to school to learn various things. And when we first went to school, it was strange. People we'd never met before, etc. I know I went to a nursery school in Leicester. And like many children, when my mother left me, I cried. It was a new beginning. I was frightened of what was going to happen. And so you go on. You change schools. Another new beginning. You go on. You leave school. You start a new job. Or you go to university. Another new beginning, new friends to make, new things to do, and so on, and so on. And so it goes through life. And then you come to retirement age. It's another new beginning. You can't go on doing the same things as when you were working. Oh, you have more time, but do you always want to? Do you always feel like doing it? It's a new beginning. And we read in the book of the Revelation of Jacob, of the writers, John's vision, where he saw a new heaven and a new earth. We today are gathered here because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we started out in life as a Christian, it was difficult. It was difficult, perhaps, to stand aside and be a different person to anyone else. And so we are faced with these new beginnings. The world is changing. The world is not the same place it was when we were born. My mother, for a long time, never had a washing machine. She never had a spin dryer. I think I was about 20, or just over 20, when she got her first spin dryer. But that's how life changes. And I believe in particular at this point, this is very special for you. You are faced with building a new church. And there are many problems, many setbacks. And what, when you build it, do you make it look like? I still at times go to Silverstone Church, Silverstone Methodist. and 10 years or so back, they had a queen beam in the roof move. And they had to have that fixed. How they did it, I do not know. How they raised the money, I have no idea. But I know the church, the building, shall we say, is completely different. Gone is the pipe organ. Gone are the pews. Gone is the pulpit. It is all different. And people have had to get used to the new ways. And I believe that today we need to bring about what, shall we say, is a new revolution. Perhaps we have to have new ways of looking at things, new ways of doing things. I heard on the radio just this morning that the government are going to bring about new rules regarding people getting married. What they're going to be, I don't know. But they're things that we will all have to get used to. Yes, the world is changing. And we're changing. People are changing. But you know, there is one thing that never changes. And that's God. And God's love for us. It remains steadfast. It remains sure. Yes, we may choose to do things differently, to worship him in a different way, but we know that God is always with us. And that's what I was saying earlier about the hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." For I know that no matter what I may face, no matter where I may be, that God is with me. And I can turn to him in prayer at any time and anywhere. Because in order to pray, you do not have to get on your knees. You can be where you are, lift up your eyes to the sky and think a few words. And that is prayer. You can pray for someone instantly. And we have to get used to thinking in these ways. Because there is a new heaven. There is a new earth. But God is still the same. Amen. Let us now sing the hymn of 377, "Love Divine." all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercy's crown. Number 377. Of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.
Why is David's brother in hospital?